T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I have to read this to you. Mike Puma, the New York Post.
Yes, covers the Mets.
Excellent writer.
Tweets out that Greg Joyce, who I guess is another writer for the New York Post,
yep,
spoke with Zach Wheeler and asked him, were you surprised that you never heard back from the Mets last December before signing your new contract? Zach's answer was he wasn't surprised. When asked why, he said it's because it's them. It's how they roll.
What a guy. Could you be any more dead on than that?
Oh, he's spot on.
Of course he's spot on.
Zach Wheeler just defined the New York Mets seven words.
No doubt about it.
Because it's them, it's how they roll.
Right.
Zach, stinks that you're in Philadelphia.
Gotta get Zach on.
But boy, I just want to give
Ernie,
you a nice hug right
Zach
now.
On.
What doesn't everybody say Zach Wheeler's like a great guy?
I think he is.
Yeah,
I've heard that a lot. When he comes to say this,
when he comes to Citi Field to beat the Mets, he'll beat them like five times this year. But I'll mention that to him, of course. Zach,
because it's them, it's how they roll. He sounds like a caller. He sounds like me. He sounds like you.
Right, of course, it's the Mets.
Ah, tremendous.
What do you expect?
All right, so let's get to Zolak.
Get Zolak. We love Zolak, by the way.
So Scott Zolak, we do love. He works for the sports hub in Boston.
A little bit of a homer for the Patriots. A little bit. A
little bit of a homer, but you figure he's got some inside sources, right?
You would think.
According to him, he said on his radio show, his wildly popular radio show.
Wildly popular.
Don't sleep on the New York Giants as a possible landing spot for Tom Brady in free agency. Talking about the relationship with Joe Judge.
And what's he do? Is he going to back up Jones? No, I'm serious.
Is Tom Brady going to come here and back up Daniel Jones? I think in his thought, the Giants would simply slide Daniel back to being a backup for a year or two. And what I would say is this. I can see why Tom Brady may say, hey, you know, New York, that's interesting. That's a cool possibility. I like Joe Judge. They got some weapons, New York, all that. I can win. You know, maybe that makes me feel better that I couldn't beat Eli Manning. But I cannot imagine Dave Gettleman and John Mara and the New York Giants saying, let's wait a couple of years on Daniel to bring in Tom Brady.
It's not happening. I don't buy that for a second, what Zolak's saying.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
He's going to be a Pat Town. He's going to play for the Patriots.
I would guess he's going to stay with the Patriots as well.
Now, the only other option to me is retirement. I just don't see him not playing for New England.
But what's been so funny about this Tom Brady stuff, and I hope he leaves. I'll be honest with you. I hope he ends up with the Chargers, the Raiders,
wherever.
At this
point, I don't care.
You don't care?
No, because I don't think so. I just don't think they're the same anymore. I Brady's not the same guy.
But they were still good enough to win the AFC East last year.
I get that.
And with more receivers there, if Belichick improves that offense, we're just going to assume the Patriots are done?
No, but I just don't think Brady's the same guy anymore.
He may not be the same guy, but it still may be good enough.
Well,
get him out.
Yeah.
Get him out.
I'm not. I don't care. I really don't.
I care. I want him out. Care. I disagree with you.
I don't care.
But we have been here in New York, kind of, you know, just pedestrians here. You know, we've been bystanders. We're watching Tom Brady. We have our opinions. Mm-hmm. You know, you say you don't care. I say get him out. But it has not affected the Jets or the Giants. Peyton Manning affected us. We debated it a lot on the air. Should the Jets dump Mark Sanchez to sign Peyton Manning?
Right.
That was out there.
Well,
the Brady stuff has not touched us because of Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold.
Right.
It's like the first time there's any slight touching, if you will, of Tom Brady.
I can't imagine the Giants would do that. I just don't see that happening. I don't see it.
And I also really can't imagine that there's very many Giant fans that would be in favor of that.
No.
It would not be a popular decision.
Right.
So I'm with you. I think it's crazy.
No.
But that's Scott Zolak. He said, keep an eye on them.
Zolak likes to, you know, get a little out there.
Yes. According to Zolak, he said, somebody not from the Brady side, but very connected, told him, don't fall asleep on the New York Giants as a landing spot for Tom Brady.
Maybe so Bell's here. Maybe it was Bill.
Maybe it was Bill just floating out there. Maybe the Giants. Maybe the Jets. When are we going to be rumored?
No.
You don't think that's coming? Don't sleep on the Jets.
I couldn't deal with Brady on our team. I mean, really, that's, come on.
Oh, no. That's a no-brainer.
That's not happening.
Look, we were wrong for this, but we both said don't go after Peyton Manning at age 35 coming off a neck injury, keep Mark Sanchez.
Right, right.
Looking at how Peyton recovered and what happened to Mark.
That's different. Peyton Manning, I could have lived with, even though he didn't want to play for our team initially. I could have lived with it. I could not have Tom Brady on our team. No.
Especially Tom Brady at this age.
No, of course.
Especially when you have Sam
Darnold.
That's
when we would get him. And, of course, the second game, he'd be done.
Probably.
The second game, he'd get hit. Career over.
Yeah, I'm still.
Ernie's right. Am I wrong, Ernie? You know it. 100%.
I'm still with you. He'll end up back in New England.
Yes, I do think that.
But the endless rumors. There was also a rumor this morning about Matthew Stafford being traded.
To where?
No, nowhere in particular that the Lions would try to trade him, but the salary cap of things make it impossible.
The guy's making ridiculous money for a guy that's, you know, an average quarterback, maybe a little better than average.
And I think for Detroit, they'd have like $30 million in dead cap money, so it wouldn't even make sense.
Yeah, right.
This is a really interesting offseason for quarterbacks, but I don't think Stafford being moved is a realistic option, nor do I think Tom Brady coming to the Giants is a realistic option.
No.
Quick break, and we'll come back with your calls. 877-337-6666.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.